Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going. Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm Dr. J, your host for today and the voice behind this series. Dissertations, the culmination of years of academic pursuit, a rite of passage for many a scholar, and let's be honest, a source of some sleepless nights for most. Let me paint you a quick picture. I once knew a brilliant PhD student named Tara. Tara had aced every class, published papers, and was the envy of her peers. But when it came to her dissertation, she hit a wall, a massive one. It wasn't because she wasn't knowledgeable or skilled. It was simply the overwhelming nature of the task at hand. The blank pages stared back, seemingly mocking her every attempt to start. It took Tara a moment of clarity, and with the right guidance and steps, she eventually conquered that dissertation mountain. Why do I share this? Because everyone, even the brightest among us, needs a roadmap, especially when it comes to something as monumental as a dissertation. That's what this podcast aims to be, your guiding light, your companion on this doctoral journey. So buckle up. Together, we'll navigate the path, breaking it down, making it actionable, and hopefully a little less intimidating. Let's get started, shall we? All right, on to our first segment, the Modern PhD Student's Toolkit. We're living in remarkable times, aren't we? I often marvel at how the digital age has reshaped the contours of academia. Gone are the days of poring over card catalogs or manually sifting through heaps of journals in a dimly lit library corner. Now, with a few clicks or taps, the world's knowledge is quite literally at our fingertips. With technology's swift embrace, a plethora of apps and tools have emerged, designed specifically for the scholarly mind. These aren't just about streamlining research, though they're fantastic at that, but they're about enhancing productivity, ensuring you're working smarter and not just harder. And let's not forget, amidst the pressures of a PhD, our mental well-being can sometimes take a back seat. Thankfully, many modern tools also offer ways to keep our minds focused, fresh, and healthy. Pause for a moment and think about this. How many of you have felt overwhelmed by the sheer amount of resources, papers, and tasks that a dissertation requires? I'm picturing a sea of virtual hands right now. And that's okay. Remember, it's not just about working hard, it's about working smart. And in our next segment, we'll dive deep into some of these tools that can be game changers for your dissertation journey. Stay tuned. All right, folks, as promised, let's dive into some of the transformative apps that can truly elevate your PhD journey. We'll break each one down, and I'll even throw in some practical tips to get you started on the right foot. Ready? Let's go. Number one, for the reference management, Zotero. Think of it as your personal librarian. It's a lifesaver when it comes to managing and organizing all those academic papers, books, and web sources. Gone are the days of frantic last-minute searches for that one elusive reference. Practical tip, getting started is a breeze. Simply download the Zotero browser extension. Next time you come across a useful article online, click on the Zotero icon. It's saved and categorized. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Number two, for the writing and collaboration, Google Docs. Let's face it, writing can be a lonely journey, but Google Docs is here to change that narrative, especially for those collaborating with advisors from afar. It's real time, easy to access, and a boon for joint edits. Practical tip, feedback is gold. Use the suggesting mode to make revisions. It'll highlight your changes, making it seamless for collaborators to spot and review. Number three, for the time management, Trello. For the visual folks out there, Trello is like your dream journal. Cards, boards, lists. It's a PhD student's best friend for organizing tasks, chapters, and deadlines. Practical tip, start by creating a dissertation board. Add cards for each chapter, populate them with to-do lists, set deadlines, and watch your progress unfold. Number four, for the mind mapping and brainstorming, X-Mind. It is where your ideas come to life. It's a playground for your brain, perfect for structuring your thoughts, especially when diving into that daunting literature review. Practical tip: begin with a central idea, say a key theme or concept. From there, branch out, adding related topics, subtopics, and notes. It's a beautiful way to visualize connections. Number 5, for the mental health, headspace. Never underestimate the importance of a sound mind, especially during the PhD grind. Headspace offers bite-sized meditations to refresh and refocus, reminding us that mental well-being is paramount. Practical tip: incorporate short 5-minute meditation sessions during study breaks. It's like a mini vacation for your brain, leaving you rejuvenated and ready to conquer the next challenge. There you have it, the essential toolkit for the modern PhD student. Give them a whirl and see the magic unfold. So, you've got the apps, but now comes the pivotal question. How do you maximize their potential? Having a toolbox is great, but it's mastering the use of each tool that really makes the difference. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of truly integrating these apps into your daily workflow for optimum productivity. Now, let me take a moment to share a bit of my own journey. During my PhD days, I was juggling so many responsibilities. My desk was a maze of scattered notes, deadlines, and drafts. It felt like I was constantly playing catch-up. That was until I truly embraced the potential of these tools. One evening, amidst the chaos, I had an epiphany. Tools are only as good as how we use them. I began structuring my day around these apps, each serving a specific purpose, each propelling me a step closer to my goal. It wasn't just about accessing technology, it was about leveraging it efficiently. Now, here are some practical steps to guide you. Dedicated writing blocks. Pick certain times of the day when you're at your best mentally. For some, it's the serene early mornings. For others, it's the quiet of the night. Use Trello to set these blocks and track your progress. When it's writing time, it's just you, your thoughts, and that blinking cursor. Mind mapping sessions. Before diving headfirst into writing, spend time with X-Mind. Lay out your ideas, visualize the flow, identify gaps. Doing this prep work can make the actual writing process much smoother. Back up, back up, back up. I can't stress this enough. Always ensure your materials are backed up. Cloud-based platforms like Google Docs autosave, but be proactive. Regularly download and save your work in multiple locations. Trust me, you don't want to learn the importance of backups the hard way. Mindful breaks. Make them a ritual. It's so easy to get lost in the vortex of research and writing. Schedule short breaks using Headspace. Let your mind wander, relax, and reset. You'll return with a clearer perspective and renewed energy. So, remember, it's not about the sheer number of tools at your disposal, but how effectively you wield them. With the right strategies, you're not just working hard, you're working smart. And that, my friends, can make all the difference on this PhD journey. Onward and upward. As the sun painted the skies with hues of orange and pink, I remember sitting across from Emily in a quaint coffee shop. She was a fellow PhD student, her eyes mirroring the weariness many of us have felt at some point in this journey. Emily was on the cusp of giving up. The weight of unfinished chapters, relentless deadlines, and mounting self-doubt seemed too much. But there's more to Emily's story, a turn that I believe many of you will resonate with. Emily had always been a solitary worker, believing that this journey was hers and hers alone to tread. But a chance conversation with another student made her reconsider. She began attending community study groups, and therein, she not only found tools and resources that were game changers, but also a sense of belonging. Sharing struggles, trading productivity hacks, laughing over a shared joke, these simple acts transformed her PhD experience. With newfound tools and a community rooting for her, Emily tackled her challenges head on. Today, she's a proud PhD holder, a testament to the power of community and the right tools. Now, drawing from Emily's journey, I extend an invitation to all of you. What are the apps, the tools, the hacks that have been your anchor? Share them with us. Let's make this space a reservoir of resources and shared experiences. For those looking for a tangible next step, here's a challenge. Choose one app or tool we've discussed that you haven't tried yet. Incorporate it into your daily routine for the next week. And as you do, document the journey. How did it enhance your productivity? Did it alter your perspective? Engage with us. Share your experiences. Because remember, while the PhD journey is undoubtedly challenging, with the right tools and a supportive community, it becomes an adventure worth embarking upon. Until our next chat, keep exploring, keep sharing, and above all, keep believing in the magic of community. Well, dear listeners, it's time to wrap up our session for today. From the depths of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Every episode, every interaction with you adds fuel to this mission of ours. Speaking of what's next, get ready to delve deep into the realm of qualitative research in our upcoming episode, A World Where Stories and Experiences Take Center Stage. Now, a final thought. Remember, it's not just about surviving the PhD journey, but thriving in it. Equip yourself, stay focused, and remember you're not alone in this. Until next time. Oh, and before you go, if you're looking for a guide to truly accelerate your dissertation process, direct your attention to the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson. The man completed not one, but two dissertations in 6 months. Grab your copy at writersER.com playbook. Trust me, it's a game changer.